Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Daniel Beltran, B-E-L-T-R-A-N. Daniel Beltran is a 27-year-old male who reports he injured his right foot at work on 6/2/23. Appeared at that time, a cast iron pipe fell on his right foot. Appeared he was wearing a steel-toed boot at the time. Appeared he states the impact was just beneath the toes. Appeared he did go to urgent care afterwards. Appeared with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a laceration repaired with stitches. He then developed an infection. No surgery was done, and he's no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph asked for his claim petition. He was breaking a pipe when it fell on his right foot. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 6/2/23, reporting the same mechanism of injury. It was a 6 to 8 inch dirty drain pipe. He underwent x-rays that showed no significant radiographic findings. However, he was found to have a laceration that was repaired with suturing. The laceration was 2.7 by 1.0 by 0.5 centimeters in length. There were no vascular defects. His wound was then cleansed and dressed. And then underline this, it does not appear that sutures were placed, but the wound was treated with a gel foam dressing. Diagnoses were contusion of the right foot with avulsion of the skin of the foot and laceration of the plantar aspect of the right foot. He was placed on activity modifications and begun on ibuprofen or acetaminophen. He followed up at Concentra over the ensuing several weeks through 7/6/23. On that occasion, Dr. Axelrod, A-X-E-L-R-O-D, evaluated him and ordered therapy. He explained roughly 50% of anticipated healing had taken place. The paragraph, an MRI of the right foot was done on 6/20/23. We can insert what is marked from the report or directly from the cover letter, so we might not have to retype it. New paragraph beginning 7/19/23, he came under the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenero. In addition to the subject event, he ascertained a history of dropping a weight on his foot 2 years ago, treated conservatively. He performed an exam and noted the results of the MRI and x-rays. He was referred for laboratory studies to evaluate for infection. He did return on 8/1/23. He still has drainage. His plain x-rays were reviewed electronically. Dr. DiVenero stated there was some very tiny punctate metal debris in the first web space. There is nothing he could remove. His guess was he would not even be able to see it. Blood work was reviewed and the white count was normal, as were the C-reactive protein and erythrocyte sedimentation rate. But there were no clinical signs of infection. Brady suspected this as some sort of reactive rash outside of his area of expertise. Brady recommended follow-up with either wound care or dermatologic specialist. Brady was discharged from Dr. DiBernardo's care on sedentary work restriction. Period. New paragraph, he did have the aforementioned plain x-rays on 7-6-23 that showed no evidence of acute abnormality. Brady was compared to a previous exam of 5-24-21, demonstrating prior problems with this foot. Period. He also was seen at Vineland Podiatry on the dates described. Period. Dr. Calderon, C-A-L-D-E-R-O-N-E, noted there was no open lesions and the web spaces were clean, dry, and intact. Period. The nails were normal in length and color with no induration, common erythema, or clinical signs of infection. Period. He had mild tenderness and numbness elicited with palpation of the first metatarsal on the right and sesamoids, and with range of motion of the first metatarsal phalangeal joint, noting mild discomfort. Period. His diagnostic impressions were contusion on right foot pain, comma, sesamoiditis on the right foot, comma, and tinea pedis on the right. Period. He saw Dr. Calderon again on 11-6-23. Period. He reported improvement in his right foot and had been ambulating in his custom orthotic with no discomfort. Period. He has completed a course of physical therapy and was pleased overall with his improvement. Period. He has not used the custom orthotic in his steel-toe boots and is able to ambulate in steel-toe boots without difficulty. Period. He was thought to have resolved sesamoiditis and right foot pain and was discharged from care without restrictions. Period. Exam showed no tenderness that was present before. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had his right arm in a sling, unrelated to the foot injury. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed faint scarring on the dorsal aspect of the right foot, just proximal to the second MTP joint. Period. This was elliptical in shape, with slight darkening. Period. It measured 1/2 inch by 1 inch. Period. Within its center was a 1 inch linear scar that was slightly darker in pigmentation. Period. It also not only overlaid the second MTP joint, but also the interspace between it and the great toe. Period. And then normal through, there was moderate tenderness, palpation about the right great toe, great and first lesser toes, but there was none on the left. Paired feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral. Delete the supine SLR, but otherwise it's normal. And impressions. On 6-2-23, Daniel Beltran's right foot was struck with heavy pipe while wearing steel-toed boots. Appeared to be seen at Concentra the same day. And the top layer of skin just below the right second toe was removed. Pretty exam found an irregular laceration. Period x-rays were negative for fracture. Pretty was begun on acetaminophen, ibuprofen, and cephalexin. Pretty was given a tetanus shot and a short walker boot. Pretty followed up here over the next several weeks. Period. He had an MRI of the foot, as noted above. Pretty also was seen by Dr. Axelrod at Concentra through 7/6/23. Pretty, Mr. Beltran also had the benefit of orthopedic treatment by Dr. DuVernara and podiatric treatment by Dr. Calderon. Period. He saw the latter through 11/6/23 when he was doing well clinically and with ambulation. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Beltran's right foot showed there to be slight scarring and possible residual tinea pedis on the dorsal aspect of the foot, just proximal to the second metatarsophalangeal joint. Period. He had mild tenderness of the great toe, as well as the second metatarsal. As well as the first lesser toe. Period. He ambulated with a physiologic gait and could heel and toe walk. Period. There was full range of motion and no outright signs of infection. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right foot. Period. In this incident, Mr. Beltran sustained a crush injury with contusion and laceration. Period. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional results. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability at the right foot. Period. What remains were his soft tissue injuries that have not limited his functional level. Period. End.